You don't rise to the level of your goals. You fall to the strength of your mindset. This is where real personal growth begins, not with motivation, but with the way you train your mind every single day. If your thinking is weak, your results will always fall short. If your discipline slips, so will your progress. The truth is, most people want a better life, but they never build the mental habits required to win. That's why this audiobook exists. It's not about hype. It's about helping you create a mindset that performs under pressure, stays focused through chaos, and finishes what it starts. Personal growth. Train your mind to win. Always is your guide to building mental strength in real life. No fluff, just real talk, clear strategies, and powerful truths. If you're tired of feeling stuck or controlled by doubt, this is your chance to take back your focus, rebuild your habits, and become the person who doesn't just try but always wins. Stay with it. This will change everything. Chapter 1. Face what's real and stop lying to yourself. You want to grow. You want to win. And you're here because something inside you says there's more to life than what you're currently living. But let's start with something simple, something that doesn't require a college degree or a special talent. Let's start with the truth. Because if you really want personal growth, if you truly want to train your mind to win always, then the very first thing you need to do is face what's real and stop lying to yourself. See, personal growth doesn't begin with motivation. It doesn't begin with a fancy plan. It begins with the courage to tell yourself the truth. That's where it starts. That's where people change their lives, when they're brave enough to stop running from the mirror. Because the truth isn't always pretty. Sometimes it's painful. Sometimes it stings. But it's the only path to growth. The most dangerous lies are not the ones others tell you. They're the ones you tell yourself. I'm trying. I'm doing my best. I don't have time. I'll start tomorrow. These sound innocent. They sound reasonable. But if you're not careful, they'll rob you of your future. Growth begins when you stop making excuses and start calling your behavior what it island, not what you wish it was. Not what you hope it looks like, but what it really island. Ask yourself, are you doing what needs to be done, or are you doing what feels easy? Are you being honest about how you spend your time, or are you convincing yourself that scrolling for hours is relaxing? Are you facing your flaws, or are you justifying them every time they get in the way? If you're not where you want to be, it's not just life being unfair. It's not someone else holding you back. More often than not, it's you avoiding the truth. And the truth is simple. You've got some habits that need changing. You've got some fears you're hiding behind. You've got some patterns that keep repeating because you won't face them. Most people don't fail because they're not smart enough. They fail because they never take the time to sit with themselves and be brutally honest. That's not easy. It's uncomfortable. But comfort is the enemy of growth. You won't change what you refuse to confront, and you can't confront what you won't admit. You've got to ask yourself hard questions, real ones, not surface-level talk. You've got to say, why am I really not improving? Why am I still procrastinating? Why do I keep breaking promises to myself? These are the questions that expose the truth. And once you see it, you can't unsee it. That's when you finally wake up and say, enough is enough. Facing reality isn't about beating yourself up. It's not about guilt. It's about responsibility. It's about stepping back and saying, this is my life, and I refuse to keep living below my potential. Because if you don't face the truth today, life will force it on you later, and it'll hurt a lot more. A failed relationship, a health scare, a bank account with zero in it. Those are all signs of truth knocking on your door. Don't wait for disaster to get serious about your growth. Your mind is powerful, it's strong, but it can also be clever in the wrong way. It'll protect you from discomfort, even when that discomfort is exactly what you need. It'll justify your bad habits. It'll rationalize your laziness. It'll whisper things that keep you stuck. Just one more day of rest. You've been working hard enough. You're not like them. But if you want to win, truly win, you have to stop listening to the soft lies and start listening to the hard truth. Winning begins with awareness. You can't improve what you don't recognize. So sit with yourself. Not once a year, not only when things fall apart. Every day, ask yourself, did I give my best today? Did I take shortcuts? Did I avoid what needed to be done? Answer, honestly. No filters, no spin. The more honest you are, the more power you have. And the more power you have, the easier it becomes to change. Some people don't grow because they're waiting for someone else to do the hard part. But no one can face your truth for you. No one can make your decisions. This is your job, your responsibility, your story. And the moment you take full ownership of it, everything changes. You stop blaming. You stop waiting. You start moving. Start noticing where you're inconsistent. Start paying attention to what you say versus what you do. If you say you want to be fit but eat junk every day, face it. If you say you want success but avoid hard work, admit it. If you say you want peace but stay around chaos, accept it. No more pretending. No more polished answers, just truth. Because here's the real secret: when you face the truth, you free yourself. You stop being controlled by denial. You stop wasting energy covering up things you already know deep down. That energy, you can now use it to grow, to change, to build, to focus. That's how people go from stuck to unstoppable, not by being perfect, but by being real. And growth doesn't have to be some giant overnight transformation. It starts small. You wake up and admit you've been avoiding your goals. Then you decide to spend 1 hour doing the hard thing. You realize you've been blaming others. Then you own your actions. You recognize your excuses. Then you stop using them. The truth isn't your enemy. It's your ally. And it's always there, waiting for you to stop running and just face it. You might feel fear when you look it in the eye, but behind that fear is your power. Behind that honesty is your breakthrough. That's where confidence comes from, not from pretending everything is fine, but from knowing you've finally taken control. People don't grow by being coddled. They grow by being challenged. And one of the greatest challenges in life is to see yourself clearly. You've got to strip away the stories, the pride, the fake smiles, and just look at who you are, what you're doing, and what you need to fix, not in a year, not next week, but now. Every win in life starts with a choice, a decision. And today, your decision is this: no more lying to yourself, no more hiding from what you know is broken. No more excuses that sound good but change nothing. From this moment forward, you deal in truth. You build your life on it. You hold yourself to it. And you use it to grow every single day. You're not too far behind. You're not too late. You're not too broken. But you do need to get honest. That's the price of growth. That's the cost of winning. And once you pay that price, you'll see something powerful. Your life will finally start to reflect the strength that's been inside you all along. So, face what's real, own it, change it, and never lie to yourself again. Because that's the mindset that wins. That's the mindset that grows. That's the mindset that always finds a way. Chapter 2. Respond with logic instead of emotional outbursts. When something frustrates you, when someone says something that triggers you, when things don't go as planned, your first reaction defines everything that follows. In that moment, you have two choices: react with emotion or respond with logic. And the difference between the two is the difference between staying in control or losing it all. Your emotions are real. They're part of being human. But letting them take over and drive your decisions is what keeps people stuck. You've seen it. Someone says one wrong word, and another person explodes. Not because the problem was big, but because they let their emotions get bigger than the situation. And once that happens, logic is gone. Growth stops. Relationships break. Progress disappears. If you want to win in life, you have to train your mind to stay calm when everything else is loud. You have to teach yourself to pause before you speak, to breathe before you act, and to think before you respond. That's not weakness, that's strength. It's not cold, it's controlled. And control is what separates people who build a great life from people who destroy theirs. Most of the damage in life doesn't come from the first problem, it comes from how you respond to it. A delay at work, a disagreement at home, a plan that didn't go your way, those things are small on their own. But react emotionally, and suddenly you've created a bigger problem than the one you started with. You said something you didn't mean. You made a decision without thinking. You hurt someone, or hurt yourself, just because you didn't stop for a second and ask, "What's the smartest thing to do right now?" You don't grow by reacting, you grow by responding, and there's a difference. Reaction is fast, it's raw, it's loud, it's often driven by pride or ego. Response is thought out. It's measured, it's grounded. It's not about proving a point, it's about staying in control and doing what moves you forward. Emotion wants to win the moment, logic wants to win the long game. Think about how many times in life people ruin something good because they couldn't pause. One angry message, one emotional decision, one loud reaction. And suddenly, something that could have been solved calmly turns into a mess. That's what happens when you act before thinking. You give your power away. And every time you give your power away, you shrink instead of grow. Training your mind to respond with logic isn't about ignoring your emotions, it's about managing them. It's about knowing that emotions are signals, not commands. Just because you feel anger doesn't mean you should speak in anger. Just because you feel hurt doesn't mean you should hurt others. Just because you're upset doesn't mean you should destroy what you've worked so hard to build. That pause, that space between the emotion and the action, that's where real growth happens. That's where maturity lives. And it's a skill. No one is born with it, but everyone can develop it. You practice it when someone offends you and you don't strike back. You strengthen it when things don't go your way and you stay composed. You master it when you stop letting your feelings run your life and start choosing your response every single time. Real personal power comes from emotional control, not from being numb, but from being wise. People who can stay calm under pressure are always the ones who rise. Not because they're smarter, but because they don't make their worst decision in their worst moment. They know how to breathe through it. They know how to wait. They know how to think clearly when most people would explode. You don't need to raise your voice to be powerful. You don't need to prove yourself with rage. Sometimes the most powerful person in the room is the one who says nothing until they've had time to think. The one who doesn't get pulled into arguments. The one who doesn't let other people control their emotions. That's a person with strength. That's a person who wins again and again. Responding with logic also means protecting your future. When you act in emotion, you create more problems. But when you respond with a clear mind, you create stability. And in life, stability is what allows everything else to grow. Your relationships grow because you're not always fighting. Your career grows because you handle pressure well. Your self-respect grows because you're proud of how you carry yourself. You also avoid regret, and that matters, because some words once spoken can't be taken back, some actions once done leave damage. But if you slow down, if you choose logic, you avoid the guilt that comes with overreacting. You get to look back and say, I handled that well. And that's a good feeling. That's a sign of real growth. There will always be people who try to test you. There will always be moments that push your buttons. But your power is not in stopping those things. Your power is in choosing how you deal with them. You can take a breath. You can pause. You can respond with clarity. That's a trained mind. That's mental strength. And it's what separates winners from everyone else. Sometimes silence is stronger than words. Sometimes patience is louder than shouting. Sometimes the person who says nothing has already said everything they needed to say. Because when you're in control, you don't need to react. You don't need to prove anything. You already know who you are, and you already know where you're going. Your growth depends on this skill. Every relationship you have will be tested by emotion. Every goal you chase will have setbacks that try to shake you. Every part of life will come with frustration, pressure, and temptation to lash out. But you've got to be stronger than your first feeling. You've got to be calm enough to wait for your second thought. Because that second thought is usually the right one. Don't train yourself to react fast. Train yourself to respond well. The world doesn't reward emotional outbursts. It rewards self-control. It rewards consistency. It rewards people who can hold it together when others fall apart. And if you can do that, you become the kind of person others trust, respect, and follow. Make it a habit. Every time something upsets you, pause before you say anything. Ask yourself, is this how I want to show up? Is this response going to help or hurt? Will I regret this later? Then choose the answer that reflects the best version of you, not the angry version, not the hurt version, the one who wants to grow, win, and build something strong. That's how you become someone people admire. That's how you train your mind to win. Not by avoiding emotion, but by leading it. By being stronger than the chaos. By being calm when everyone else is loud. By knowing that you are in control of yourself, no matter what's going on around you. So from now on, take responsibility for how you respond. Own every reaction. Pay attention to what sets you off and work on it. Notice your triggers. Study your patterns. Fix what needs fixing. Because when you get control of your emotions, you get control of your life. That's how real personal growth begins. That's how you build power that lasts. And that's how you train your mind to win always.
Chapter 3. Face things you avoid and fix them fast. Growth doesn't wait for comfort. Success doesn't wait for the right mood. Life doesn't stop and wait for you to feel ready. If you keep avoiding the things you know you need to deal with, they won't go away. They'll grow stronger, heavier, and harder to fix. What you avoid today becomes the weight you carry tomorrow. And that's the hard truth most people don't want to hear. When something in your life is broken, off track, or out of order, you have one job: face it fast and fix it now. That's the difference between people who get better and people who stay stuck. The people who grow face their problems while they're still small. The people who struggle keep pushing them away, hoping they'll disappear. But problems don't disappear just because you look the other way. They grow in the dark, and the longer you avoid them, the more damage they create. You know exactly what you're avoiding. You don't need someone to tell you. It's that conversation you've been putting off, that health habit you keep delaying, that truth you haven't admitted, that task you keep pushing to tomorrow. It sits in your mind. It drains your energy, and it controls your progress more than you realize. People convince themselves they're waiting for the right time. But that's just fear in disguise. You're not waiting, you're avoiding. And every day you avoid something you should face, you lower your confidence without knowing it. You teach your mind that you're not in control. You show yourself that fear runs the show, and that's how people lose their strength. Not all at once, but slowly, through avoidance. Fixing something doesn't mean you have to solve it perfectly. It means you stop pretending it doesn't exist. It means you look at it directly and say, "This is my responsibility." And that simple moment when you admit it and take action, that's where everything starts to shift. That's when growth kicks in. That's when power returns. Most people already know what's holding them back. But knowing isn't the problem. Acting is. They've analyzed it, thought about it, journaled about it. But thinking isn't the same as doing. You don't improve by sitting around wondering. You improve by moving fast. You find the root of the issue and pull it out before it takes over everything. Think about how much better life feels when you finally deal with something you've been avoiding. The moment you send that message, make that call, clean that mess, finish that project, tell the truth, something inside you feels lighter. That's not just relief, that's proof. Proof that you are capable of handling more than you think. Proof that the problem was never stronger than you, only louder. Avoidance steals time. It keeps you in the same place while making you think you're doing something. But the truth is, every day you don't face what's holding you back, you fall further behind. That pile of tasks doesn't shrink. That difficult conversation doesn't become easier. That unhealthy pattern doesn't disappear on its own. They wait for you, and they grow with every excuse you tell yourself. You have to get into the habit of acting now. If something feels heavy, it's a sign to deal with it. If something keeps circling in your mind, it's not done. If you keep saying, "I'll get to it," that's your signal to get to it now. Don't let your future self pay the price for your current avoidance. Be the person who faces it today. Sometimes it's not the size of the task, it's the weight of not doing it. One small unfinished thing can take up space in your brain for days. And every time you see it or think about it, you feel guilt, stress, or pressure. That's the cost of avoidance. It clutters your mind and steals your peace. But once you take action, even if it's a small step, that tension starts to release. And let's be clear, facing what you avoid isn't about being fearless, it's about being committed. You can be scared and still take action. You can be unsure and still move forward. The goal isn't to wait until everything feels perfect. The goal is to build a life where you don't let discomfort decide what gets done. You do what needs to be done because your growth depends on it. Action builds confidence. Every time you face something you've been avoiding, you tell yourself, "I'm in charge here." And that message rewires your mind. It builds mental strength, it creates momentum, and it makes the next decision easier. Avoidance creates fear. Action kills it. One fixes your life, the other keeps you stuck in your head, repeating the same cycle over and over again. Look around your life. What's unfinished? What's unspoken? What's out of order? What do you keep walking past hoping someone else will fix it? Stop hoping. Start owning. That's how you take your power back. You don't wait for help. You become the help. You don't hope for change. You make the change. And you do it by starting now. Not later. You don't need a big plan. You just need a clear mind and a decision. The decision to face it, and then the discipline to follow through. You know what needs to be done. And if you don't know every detail, that's fine. Start with what you know. Do what you can with what you have. But stop pretending that silence, delay, or avoidance is helping. It's not. People say they want peace, but peace doesn't come from ignoring problems. It comes from fixing them. From knowing that your life is in order. from trusting yourself to take care of what needs to be taken care of. That kind of peace isn't passive. It's earned. And you earn it through action. Not talk. Not thoughts. Not promises. Real action. The life you want isn't waiting on motivation. It's waiting on movement. That email you haven't answered. That decision you've been postponing. That project you keep setting aside, all of it is building pressure. But the pressure isn't the problem. Avoidance, because when you do the hard thing first, everything else becomes easier. When you fix the biggest mess, the rest of your life starts to clear up too. And sometimes the thing you avoid is emotional. It's a memory. A mistake. A truth you don't want to face. But the same rule applies. Face it anyway. Bring it into the light. Talk it out. Work it through. No more hiding. No more pushing it aside. Healing and progress come from honesty. And that means looking at what hurts instead of avoiding it forever. This mindset is how you build strength. You stop waiting to feel brave. You decide to be brave. You stop making excuses. You choose to be responsible. And you do it with urgency. Not panic. Not pressure. Just clear, focused, fast action. You don't give yourself time to overthink. You see what's broken. You step up. You fix it. You won't fix everything in one day. And that's okay. But the person who faces problems fast always stays ahead. They don't let the weight pile up. They don't drown in tasks. They stay clear. They stay sharp. And most of all, they stay free. That's the kind of life you build when you stop avoiding and start acting. You don't just grow. You become unstoppable. You don't just talk about progress. You live it. Because real strength is facing what others keep running from. Real power is taking full control over what's yours. And real success is doing the hard things before they become harder. So ask yourself today, what am I avoiding? What do I need to face? What can I fix right now? Then do it. Quickly. Clearly. Without delay. You'll feel lighter. You'll feel stronger. And most importantly, you'll feel proud of yourself for taking the kind of action that changes your life, one decision at a time.
Chapter 4. Say no to people who drain your energy. You don't owe your time to everyone who asks for it. You don't have to explain your boundaries to people who keep crossing them. And you don't have to keep allowing people in your life who leave you feeling tired, heavy, and off track. Your energy is limited. Your focus is valuable. Your peace is not something to give away for free. If someone drains you, distracts you, or constantly pulls you backward, you need to say no and mean it. There's a reason you feel tired after being around certain people. It's not because you're weak. It's because your mind and body are responding to stress. It's because something in you knows this person is pulling too much and giving too little. They want your time, your attention, your help, your support, but they don't care how it affects you. That's not connection, that's control. People who drain your energy don't always show up yelling. Some come with fake smiles, some come with guilt, some come with stories designed to make you feel like the bad one for wanting space. But it's not selfish to protect your peace. It's survival, it's maturity, it's what smart people do when they realize not everyone deserves access to their mental space. If someone leaves you feeling worse, not better, you've got to ask yourself why you keep letting them in. If a conversation always turns into complaining, blaming, or negativity, why are you still answering the call? If you walk away from someone and feel like you've been emotionally emptied, why are you still showing up for them? There is nothing noble about draining yourself just to keep someone else comfortable. Saying no is a skill, and most people never learn it,
because they're afraid of what others will think. But if your yes is costing you your health, your goals, your mindset, then that yes is too expensive. Every time you say yes to someone who drains you, you're saying no to your own well-being. You're saying no to time that could be spent building, healing, resting, or improving. That trade-off is not worth it. You are not responsible for fixing people who don't want to change. You are not required to stay in conversations that go nowhere. You are not obligated to engage with people who only call when they need something. You are allowed to walk away from any connection that is built on guilt instead of growth. Some people feed off chaos. Some people feel better when others are struggling. Some don't want to see you grow because your growth reminds them of their own excuses. So they drain you, not always intentionally, but through behavior that slowly wears you down. They interrupt your focus. They complain without solutions. They bring drama. They bring problems without effort. And you're left feeling like you've been in a mental storm. You need to protect your mental energy the same way you protect your money. You wouldn't give someone full access to your bank account. So why do you give them full access to your time and attention? Every time you engage with the wrong people, you're investing in the wrong future. You're building relationships that cost you instead of grow you. The strongest people are not the ones who say yes to everyone. They're the ones who know when to walk away. They know when a conversation is no longer healthy. They know when a relationship has run its course. And they don't stay out of guilt. They leave out of clarity. They've decided that their energy is for growth, not for waste. And they act on that decision every single day. You don't need to be rude. You don't need to explain your decision to people who won't understand it anyway. You just need to set the boundary and stick to it. That means not answering every message. That means not showing up to every event. That means letting people go who've shown they can't respect your peace. It might feel uncomfortable at first. You might feel guilt. You might feel like you're being unfair. But that's just the noise that comes with change. The truth is you're not doing anything wrong by saying no. You're just choosing to live with intention instead of obligation. You're choosing to put your growth above other people's chaos. Real friends, real supporters, real people. They won't drain you. They'll respect your space. They'll encourage your progress. They'll want the best for you even when you take a step back. It's only the ones who use you that get angry when you stop giving them access. Think about your time like your home. Not everyone gets to walk in and sit down. You decide who stays, you decide who gets close. And if someone comes in and trashes the place, you don't keep inviting them back. You close the door, you protect the space, and you move forward. You'll never reach your full potential if your mind is constantly tired from dealing with the wrong people. You can have goals, plans, vision, but if your daily energy is being drained by toxic conversations, negative attitudes or one-sided relationships, you won't have the power left to execute. That's the hidden cost of emotional exhaustion. Start being honest with yourself about who adds value and who only takes it. Look at your recent conversations. Ask yourself how you feel after each one. Energized or drained? Clear or confused? Focused or distracted? That's the real test. Your feelings are trying to tell you something. Listen, saying no isn't just about other people. It's also about you. It's a message to yourself that says, I matter too. It's a reminder that your time is valuable, that your goals deserve space, that your mind deserves rest. And when you live that way, something powerful happens. Your focus sharpens, your peace increases, and your confidence grows. You don't need to argue, you don't need to fight. You just need to decide. Decide who gets access. Decide what kind of energy you'll accept. Decide that you're no longer available for conversations that go nowhere. And then act like it. Set the standard and keep it high. People will adjust or leave, and if they leave, they were never truly aligned with your path. Don't chase people who don't respect your peace. Don't beg for attention from those who drain you. Let them go and keep building. The people meant for your life will respect your space and bring energy, not take it. One of the greatest signs of maturity is learning to walk away from what doesn't serve you. Not because you're better, but because you've learned to value yourself. You've learned to stop making room for people who can't show up the right way. And you've accepted that growth requires boundaries. You only get one mind. You only get one focus. You only get one shot at building the life you want. Don't waste it entertaining people who only hold you back. Don't give your time to anyone who doesn't value it. And don't explain your peace to people who profit from your chaos. Every time you say no to someone who drains you, you say yes to your future. Every time you protect your peace, you increase your power. Every time you choose your growth over their comfort, you get stronger. And that's what personal growth really looks like. Not just working harder, but protecting your space so the work can actually mean something. So say no and mean it. Say no and move forward. Say no and protect the future you're building. Because your energy is everything, and no one else is going to protect it for you. That's your job. Do it well.
Chapter 5. Train your brain to finish what you start. Starting something is easy. You get an idea, you feel a little motivation, and suddenly, you're moving. But finishing, that's where most people fail. Not because they aren't capable, not because they don't want it badly enough, but because they never trained their brain to push through the middle. They never developed the mental toughness required to complete what they begin. And that's the problem. Unfinished work creates an unfinished life. When you leave things incomplete, you teach your mind that quitting is acceptable. You send a message to your brain that says giving up is normal. Over time, that becomes your default pattern. And it's not about how big or small the task is, it's about the habit you're building. The habit of stopping when it gets boring, or tiring, or inconvenient. The habit of walking away before it's done. This habit is dangerous. It kills momentum, it destroys confidence, and it turns every goal into just another thing you started, but never followed through on. If you want to change your life, you've got to reprogram that behavior. You've got to train your brain, step by step, to finish what you start, every time. And that starts with your mindset. You need to decide that completion is your new standard, not perfection, not excitement, not comfort, completion. You don't quit because you're tired. You don't stop because it's no longer fun. You stay with it because your word matters, because your self-respect is on the line, because the only way to build a better life is to build better habits, and finishing is one of them. Every time you complete a task, your brain takes note. It builds a reference point that says, I follow through, and that changes how you see yourself. You're no longer the person who bails. You're no longer the person who gives up halfway. You're the one who gets things done. And when you build that kind of identity, it affects everything. Your work, your health, your relationships, your confidence. But it won't happen by accident. You have to be intentional. That means tracking what you start, writing it down, keeping it visible, making sure you're not adding new things without completing the old ones, because unfinished goals are mental clutter. They take up space in your mind and drain your energy without giving anything back. You don't need more projects, you need more completion. And let's be honest, finishing is not always exciting. The beginning is fun, the end feels rewarding, but the middle, that's where most people quit. That's where discipline matters. That's where your brain will try to convince you that stopping is okay, that no one's watching, that it's not a big deal. And that's when you have to remind yourself, this is where I grow, not when it's fun, not when it's easy, but
But when I feel like stopping, and I choose to continue, training your brain to finish is about building trust with yourself. If you keep breaking your own promises, your confidence won't grow. You'll doubt yourself even when you're capable. But when you do what you say you're going to do, especially when it's difficult, you start to believe in your own strength. That belief becomes your foundation, and once it's strong, you can build anything on top of it. This skill doesn't require talent, it requires commitment. You don't need perfect conditions, you just need consistency. Finish the workout, complete the task, respond to the message, wrap up the project. It doesn't have to be big, it just has to be done. Because done builds momentum, and momentum is what keeps you moving long after motivation is gone. Stop thinking in terms of mood. Your brain won't always feel like doing the work. That doesn't mean something's wrong. That means you're human. But if you only act when you feel good, you'll leave a trail of unfinished goals behind you, and that's not how winners live. They work through resistance. They move even when it's not convenient. They understand that success doesn't ask how you feel, it asks what you finished. And yes, distractions will come. There will always be something trying to pull you away. A phone notification, a new idea, a conversation. But if everything can interrupt you, you'll never make progress. You have to build focus like a wall, no openings, no leaks, one task, one goal, one mission. Until it's done, start small. Pick something today and finish it fully. Don't delay. Don't overthink. Just complete it. Then do it again tomorrow. Make it a routine. Every day, train your brain to follow through. This isn't about speed, it's about completion. It's about proving to yourself, over and over again, that you finish what you start. There will be days you don't feel like it. Push through. There will be projects that feel pointless halfway through. Push through. There will be moments where quitting sounds easier than continuing. Push through. Because every time you push, you get stronger. And every time you stop, you stay the same. You'll never change your life by quitting early. You'll never find success by walking away every time it gets hard. You have to be the one who stays with it, who sees it through, who doesn't need applause or approval to stay committed. That's how you earn real growth. Not by talking about change, but by completing what creates change. This is how you build mental toughness, not in loud moments, but in quiet ones. When no one is watching, when it's just you, your goal, and the choice to keep going. Make that choice enough times, and your entire identity will shift. You'll stop calling yourself lazy. You'll stop doubting your ability. You'll start acting like someone who finishes, and eventually, you'll become one. There's a kind of peace that comes from knowing you finish things. It removes guilt. It removes stress. It removes the nagging thought that you're falling behind. Because you're not. You're doing the work. You're staying focused. You're building a habit that most people never will. That's the truth. Most people don't finish. They chase the next thing. They get distracted. They make excuses. But not you. You've decided that your time matters too much to waste. That your goals matter too much to abandon. That your growth matters too much to delay. So you finish what you start. Not for others, but for yourself. This is how real change begins. One completion at a time. One small win, stacked on top of the next. You don't need a miracle. You don't need a breakthrough. You need discipline. You need focus. You need a mindset that says, I'm not done until it's done. So take that mindset and apply it to everything. Your routines. Your goals. Your promises. If you say you'll do something, do it. Even when it's inconvenient. Even when no one's checking. Especially then. Because that's when character is built. That's when real growth happens. The people who finish are the people who lead. The ones who stick with it are the ones who succeed. The ones who push through the boring, the slow, the difficult, they're the ones who build something lasting. You can be one of them, but you have to decide right now. I don't quit. I finish. No matter what. Every time. Always.
Chapter 6. Notice your thoughts and change the weak ones. Most people never stop to realize how powerful their thoughts really are. They go through each day thinking the same way they did yesterday, reacting the same way they did last week, and repeating the same patterns that have been running their life for years. The problem is not always the world around them. The problem is the quiet, constant stream of thoughts inside their mind that they never pay attention to. The thoughts that shape how they feel, what they do, and who they become. And if those thoughts are weak, negative, or filled with doubt, they will silently sabotage every goal you try to chase. If you want to grow, you have to learn to notice your thoughts, not once a month, not when everything falls apart, every single day. Your thoughts are the foundation of everything you build. You can have talent, goals, and drive, but if your inner voice is filled with fear, self-judgment, or uncertainty, you'll always find yourself stuck. That's why this chapter matters, because no real change sticks unless it first happens inside your mind. The first step is awareness. Start paying attention to what your mind says when things get difficult. Listen to how you talk to yourself when you make a mistake, when you feel tired, when things don't go your way. Do you say things like, I'm not good enough, I always mess this up, or this is too hard for me? These thoughts may sound like facts in the moment, but they're not. They're habits, repeated patterns of thinking that you've accepted as truth without ever questioning them, and those patterns become your mental ceiling. You can't improve your life with thoughts that pull you down. You can't become strong if your inner voice constantly reminds you of your weaknesses. You can't feel free if your thinking is tied to fear. And you certainly can't train your mind to win if most of your thoughts are telling you that you've already lost. That's why you must interrupt these thoughts the moment you notice them. Because once you notice, you get to choose. Weak thoughts don't sound like screams. They sound like quiet agreements you make with doubt. They whisper things like, maybe I'm not cut out for this, I'll never figure this out, or they're all better than me. And the danger is not that you hear them, the danger is when you start believing them without a fight. You give them space in your mind, and they grow roots. Before you know it, they're running the show. Changing those thoughts is not about pretending everything is perfect. It's about choosing thoughts that push you forward instead of ones that hold you back. It's about reminding yourself, I've been through worse, I'm learning every day. I don't need to be perfect, I just need to keep going. You're not lying to yourself. You're training your mind to fight back against the noise that wants you to quit. Every strong mindset is built on conscious thinking. It doesn't happen by accident, it takes effort. But the payoff is massive. When your thoughts change, your choices change. When your choices change, your habits shift. And when your habits shift, your results improve. It all starts with what's happening between your ears. That's where the game is won or lost. Most people are not even aware of how many times a day they speak to themselves in ways they'd never speak to someone they care about. They beat themselves up, tear themselves down, and call it being realistic. But there's nothing realistic about constantly doubting yourself. That's just mental conditioning. And you can rewire it, but only if you're willing to catch those thoughts and challenge them directly. Start by identifying the patterns. What thoughts do you hear most often? What beliefs show up every time you try something new? What voices get louder when you make progress? Notice them. Don't judge yourself for them, but don't ignore them either. Write them down if you have to. Bring them into the open. Because once they're out in the light, they lose some of their power. Then replace them. Don't just remove the bad. Add the strong. Replace I'm not ready with I'll figure it out.
Replace I'm too late with my time starts now. Replace I've failed before with this time. I'm better prepared. Every time you do this, you're teaching your brain to look for strength, not weakness. You're rewiring your thinking, one thought at a time. And this isn't something you do once, it's something you do daily. Just like you train your body at the gym, you train your mind with repetition. That means catching yourself when the doubt kicks in. That means reminding yourself who you're becoming, not just who you've been. That means being intentional about the inner dialogue you allow to play in your head. Don't wait for your mind to automatically be positive. That won't happen on its own. You've got to take control of it. You've got to become the director of your thinking. That means you don't accept every thought just because it shows up. You question it. You challenge. You replace it if it doesn't serve you. And remember, this isn't about toxic positivity. You don't have to smile through pain or ignore real problems, but you do need to be mentally equipped to face them with clarity. A strong mind doesn't mean ignoring reality. It means facing reality without being controlled by fear. It means staying steady, even when things are uncertain. That's the kind of thinking that creates growth. You're allowed to have doubts, but don't let them stay unchallenged. You're allowed to feel discouraged, but don't let that turn into identity. You're allowed to question yourself, but always finish that sentence with action. I'm not sure how I'll do this, but I'll find a way. That kind of mindset doesn't just survive, it thrives. And don't underestimate how quickly your thinking can shift your path. One strong thought at the right moment can change everything. It can stop you from quitting. It can push you to take action. It can remind you of your power when you're feeling low. That's why you've got to build a toolbox of thoughts that lift you. Keep them ready. Use them when the old thinking tries to creep back in. You are not your thoughts. You are the one who chooses which ones to follow. That choice, repeated over time, creates your mental environment, and your environment influences how far you go in life. You can have all the resources in the world, but if your mind is filled with weak thinking, you'll always find reasons to hold back. But if your mind is strong, focused, and clear, you'll create progress even when things aren't perfect. This is your job. No one else can do it for you. No one else lives inside your head. That means it's your responsibility to manage what goes on in there. It's your responsibility to build a mental system that supports your future, not your fears. And that starts right now. Today, begin noticing your thoughts with full awareness. Don't let them pass without inspection. Ask yourself, does this help me grow? Does this move me forward? If the answer is no, it doesn't belong in your head. Replace it. Strengthen your mental foundation. Choose thoughts that reflect the person you want to become. Because once your thinking changes, your life starts catching up. Better actions, better habits, better outcomes. It doesn't happen overnight, but it does happen. And the more you do it, the easier it becomes. The stronger your mind gets, the faster you rise. So take control, not tomorrow, not later, right now. Because your future depends on what you think today. And if you want to win always, it starts by changing the thoughts that keep you weak and replacing them with the thoughts that make you unstoppable. Chapter 7. Act calm under stress and lead with strength. Stress reveals the truth. When things go wrong, when plans fall apart, when pressure builds, that's when people show you who they really are. It's easy to talk about strength when life is calm. It's easy to talk about leadership when everything is going according to plan. But the moment tension rises, the moment something breaks, the moment things don't feel safe, that's when your real mindset comes out. And if you haven't trained yourself to stay calm under pressure, you won't be able to think clearly, make smart decisions, or lead others through the storm. The people who win in life are not the ones who avoid stress. They're the ones who know how to stay steady while stress is happening. They don't let chaos shake their focus. They don't let panic decide their next move. They keep their emotions grounded, their minds sharp, and their actions strong. That ability to stay calm is not just helpful, it's essential. It's what separates real leadership from emotional reaction. It's what builds trust, influence, and clarity in high-pressure situations. Every day you wake up, you're walking into a world filled with unknowns. You don't get to control every event. You don't get to predict how people will act. But you do control how you respond. You decide whether stress breaks you or sharpens you. You decide whether pressure makes you panic or makes you lead. And that decision is made before the pressure even shows up. It's made in the way you think, prepare, and train your mind to handle adversity. Most people break down the moment they feel overwhelmed. They let frustration take over. They start blaming others, snapping at people, or shutting down entirely. That's not strength. That's emotional weakness disguised as reaction. And the longer you live that way, the more damage you create. You burn relationships. You lose respect. You fall apart when people need you to stand up. But when you learn to act calm, when you learn to hold your posture, even when the situation is tense, you build something powerful. You become the kind of person people trust, the kind of person who stays clear when others get confused, the kind of person who steps up instead of shutting down. That's leadership, not based on titles or attention, based on presence. And presence is built through self-control. Stress is part of life. There is no version of success where you never feel pressure. But there is a version where you stop letting pressure control you. There's a version where you face stress and keep moving forward anyway. Not because it's easy. Not because you're pretending it doesn't affect you. But because you've trained yourself to rise above the noise and stay focused on what needs to be done. You build that strength by practicing it daily. You don't wait for a crisis to start acting calm. You do it now, in small moments. When traffic is slow, when someone irritates you, when your schedule doesn't go your way, you train yourself to breathe, to think, and to speak with intention. Every time you stay calm when it's easier to explode, you're building the emotional muscle that will carry you through bigger challenges later. People often confuse calm with passiveness, but calm is not weakness. It's power under control. It's choosing not to let the situation dictate your behavior. It's staying rooted in principle when everything around you is moving in panic. And that kind of calm presence commands respect, not because you're loud, but because you're solid, because you bring clarity instead of confusion. In leadership, whether it's in your family, your career, or your community, your ability to stay calm under stress defines your influence. People are always watching how you respond, and when they see that you can hold yourself together, they start to trust that you can hold things together. That trust opens doors. It builds teams. It creates peace where there would otherwise be chaos. But none of this happens if you let your emotions run the show. If your anger speaks before your mind does, you will hurt the people closest to you. If your frustration takes the lead, your decisions will always be short-term. And if your fear gets the final word, your progress will always stall. That's why the real work isn't on the outside, it's on the inside. You have to get control of your inner world before you try to lead the outer one. When stress hits, pause. Take one breath before you speak. Take one second before you act. Give your mind space to process instead of react. It sounds simple, but that one pause can save you from saying something you'll regret. It can stop you from making a choice that sets you back. It can give you just enough room to think clearly. And clear thinking is what wins. This is also about how you talk to yourself. In stressful moments, your self-talk either builds you up or tears you down. You can say, "This is too much," or you can say, "I've handled worse." You can say, "I don't know what to do," or you can say, "Let's take the next step calmly." The words you speak to yourself in pressure-filled moments shape how you feel and how you perform. Choose strong words. Choose useful ones. Don't speak defeat into a situation that needs your leadership. And leadership doesn't always mean leading others. Sometimes, leadership is just leading yourself out of the spiral. It's calming your own anxiety. It's finding your own center. It's refusing to feed into the drama around you. That inner leadership is what makes external leadership even possible. When you act calm, you also give other people permission to settle down. Your energy influences theirs. Your behavior sets the tone, and that's part of your responsibility. Showing others how to face stress without becoming destructive. Whether you realize it or not, you're always setting an example. So make it one worth following. You'll never fully eliminate stress, but you can eliminate the panic that usually follows it. You can eliminate the confusion that comes with emotional reaction. You can eliminate the chaos that grows when no one stays steady. And you do that by showing up with poise, even when things don't look good. That doesn't mean hiding how you feel. It means managing it. It means knowing when to speak and when to stay quiet. It means holding your tone when your emotions try to rise. It means bringing order to your mind before you try to bring it to a room. That kind of presence takes time to build, but it's worth it. Because when people feel your calm, they start to believe that things will be okay. You don't need to have all the answers. You just need to show that you can handle the moment. That you can stay focused on solutions. That you don't fold under pressure. That's the mark of someone who leads with strength. That's the kind of mindset that people follow. So train yourself now. Don't wait for pressure to find you. Practice staying calm when small things don't go your way. Hold yourself to a higher standard when everyone else is reacting. Be the one who thinks instead of panics. Be the one who listens before jumping in. Be the one who keeps it together when it matters most. That's what strength looks like. Not noise. Not volume. Not aggression. Strength looks like calm. It looks like clarity. It looks like self-control. And it's built through thousands of small decisions to stay composed when it would be easier to fall apart. If you want to grow, this is where you start. Not just by doing more, but by leading better. By staying grounded under pressure. By holding your peace in chaos. By becoming someone who doesn't get shaken easily. Because the world is noisy. People are stressed. But you can be the calm in the storm. You can be the leader people look to. And that kind of presence isn't born, it's built. One calm response at a time. One strong decision in the middle of stress. That's the real path to strength. That's the mindset that wins, always.
Chapter 8. Do one hard thing daily to build grit. Most people spend their days doing what feels comfortable. They stick to routines that are safe, tasks that are familiar, and choices that don't stretch them too far. That's why most people never grow past a certain point. They're not being tested. They're not building strength. They're doing just enough to get by, but not enough to change. And the truth is, comfort never built anyone strong. What builds grit, real lasting mental toughness, is doing the hard thing. The thing you don't feel like doing. The thing you've been avoiding. The thing that challenges you just enough to force growth. If you want to develop grit, don't wait for life to hit you with challenges. Train yourself by doing one hard thing every single day. Not because you have to, because you choose to. Because that choice sends a message to your mind. I don't need it to be easy. I'm not here to avoid difficulty. I'm here to become stronger than the situation. When you make a daily habit of doing something hard, you begin to separate yourself from the average mindset. The average person waits for motivation. The strong person acts with discipline. The average person avoids discomfort. The strong person leans into it.
This isn't about punishing yourself, it's about training your mindset to stop looking for the exit every time life gets intense. Grit isn't a personality trait. It's not something you're born with or without. It's a skill, a mental muscle. And like any muscle, it gets stronger through use. Every time you push through when you'd rather stop, you're building grit. Every time you take on a task that feels uncomfortable and finish it, you're building mental toughness. Every day you show up when it would be easier to take the day off, you're rewiring your brain to believe in follow-through instead of excuses. Doing one hard thing daily doesn't have to mean massive effort. It means deliberate effort, something that stretches you beyond your normal rhythm. Waking up earlier than you want to, speaking up when it would be easier to stay silent, starting the workout when your body feels tired, tackling the difficult task before checking your phone. Each of these things tests you in a small but important way. And over time, those small wins build a massive shift in how you think and operate. The power in doing something hard every day is that you become familiar with pressure. Most people panic when things get tough because they're not used to it. They spend so much time avoiding challenge that when it finally arrives, they break. But when you train yourself daily, you learn how to handle discomfort calmly. You learn to breathe through it. You learn to act with clarity even when it's uncomfortable. And that skill becomes your edge. You can't buy grit, you earn it. Not by reading about it, not by watching others live it, but by choosing it. Every time you say yes to something difficult instead of choosing the easy path, you're earning grit. It's built when you lace up your shoes and go for that run when no one's watching. It's built when you keep working on the project even though you're mentally drained. It's built when you get back up after a setback and move forward again without waiting for someone to encourage you. The mistake people make is thinking grit is only for the big moments, but it's the small ones that count most, the daily tests, the personal choices, the invisible battles you fight within yourself. That's where real strength is born. That's where your limits get pushed. That's where confidence is built. And here's something important. The hard thing should change. It should evolve with you. What felt difficult 3 months ago should now feel like your baseline. If it doesn't, you're not growing. You're coasting. Grit doesn't stay strong on its own. It has to be fed with new resistance. So look at your habits. Ask yourself honestly. When was the last time you really tested yourself? When was the last time you chose the harder path on purpose? If it's been a while, you've got your answer. Doing something hard daily sharpens your decision making. It clears mental fog. It gives you direction. It brings discipline to your day, and that discipline spills over into every other area of your life. You start eating better, working better, speaking better, and thinking sharper. Because you're not being led by your feelings anymore. You're being led by a deeper commitment. You'll notice that as you do hard things consistently, your relationship with stress changes. What used to feel overwhelming starts to feel manageable. What used to throw you off balance becomes something you handle with ease. That's what training does. It builds capacity. It prepares you to carry more weight. Not because life gets easier, but because you get stronger. This kind of mindset also builds self-respect. It feels good to know you're not owned by laziness or fear. It feels powerful to see yourself finish something hard when you didn't want. That's not just confidence, it's pride that comes from proving to yourself what you're capable of, and no one can give that to you. You build it through daily discipline. A key to this practice is consistency. It's not about doing 10 hard things one day and quitting for the week. It's about showing up every single day with the mindset that says, today I will challenge myself. And when you do that enough, your brain starts to crave growth instead of comfort. You stop looking for shortcuts. You stop making excuses. You start operating with purpose. Don't underestimate the power of this practice. It's simple, but it's transformational, because the truth is, most people never build grit. Not because they can't, but because they won't choose the hard thing, they'll choose distraction. They'll choose comfort, they'll choose delay, and every time they do, their mindset weakens, just a little bit more. But that doesn't have to be you. You can start today. Pick one thing that feels challenging. Don't overthink it. Don't wait for the perfect time. Just commit. Do it. Finish it. Then do another one tomorrow. Stack the day. Build the muscle. Watch your life change. Not because of one big moment, but because of the hundreds of small decisions you made when no one else was watching. You are capable of more than you know, but you'll only discover that by pushing your limit. You won't find your potential inside your comfort zone. You find it when your body is tired, but you keep going. When your mind is screaming to quit, but you keep pushing. When the task feels too heavy, but you decide to carry it anyway. That decision to do one hard thing every day is not just a discipline. It's a lifestyle, a way of showing up in the world, a way of honoring your potential, a way of living that says, I don't settle, I don't back down, I grow stronger with every challenge. This isn't about being extreme, it's about being intentional. It's about reminding yourself daily that you're in control of your habits, your choices, and your progress. It's about being the kind of person who doesn't flinch when things get hard. Because hard has become your training ground, you won't always want to do it. And that's exactly why you should. Because every day, you do something you didn't want to do. You become more powerful than your feelings. You take control back from distraction, laziness, and fear. And you step closer to the kind of life most people only dream about. Do one hard thing today, then again tomorrow, and again the next day. Stack the days, build the grit, and in time, you'll become someone even pressure can't shake. Because you've been training for it all along. That's how strength is built, that's how winners are made, and that's how you train your mind to win. Every single day.
Chapter 9. Check your actions and fix lazy behavior fast. Laziness never shows up all at once. It sneaks in, quietly, subtly. It looks like checking your phone for 5 more minutes when you told yourself you'd start working. It sounds like, I'll do it later, when you know later becomes never. It feels like sitting still when deep down you know there's something you should be doing. And the longer you ignore it, the stronger it gets. The more you delay, the easier it becomes to avoid. What once felt urgent, now feels optional. What once mattered starts to fade behind excuses. That's the slow damage of lazy behavior. It doesn't explode your life, it erodes it. If you want to grow, you have to build the habit of checking your actions. Not once in a while, every single day. Because your results are a direct reflection of your choices. If you're not getting better, it's not because you lack the ability, it's because your actions are not aligned with your intentions. You might say you want progress, but what are you actually doing with your time? You might say you're committed, but are your daily decisions showing that it's easy to believe you're doing your best when you don't stop to measure it? But real growth demands self-honesty. That means pausing, taking a hard look at how you're spending your hours, and asking the uncomfortable questions. What am I actually doing? What am I putting off? Where am I wasting time? Where am I making the same excuses over and over again? Most people won't do this. They'll keep moving fast, so they don't have to think. They'll stay distracted to avoid the guilt. But if you want a different life, you need different habits. You can't keep saying you're tired when you haven't even earned the exhaustion. You can't keep pretending you're overwhelmed when you've spent hours on meaningless distractions. And you can't keep telling yourself you'll change tomorrow when you're not even willing to adjust today. The longer you ignore lazy behavior, the harder it becomes to break. Your brain starts to accept it. Your standards start to lower,
And before you know it, you've built a routine around avoidance instead of discipline. That's why it's not enough to try harder. You have to interrupt the pattern. You have to fix it fast before it builds momentum. One of the best ways to break laziness is with awareness. Start tracking your day. Write down how you spend each hour. Not how you plan to spend it, how you actually did. And when you see the gaps, don't excuse them. Don't sugarcoat them. Call them what they are. Wasted time. Missed effort. Slipped focus. This isn't about guilt. It's about clarity. Because once you see the truth, you can do something about it. You can't improve what you won't admit. And you can't fix a behavior that you keep defending. The moment you realize a habit is slowing you down, your job is to correct it. Not tomorrow. Not next week. Immediately. Fast correction builds trust with yourself. The longer you wait to change, the more you teach yourself that your comfort matters more than your growth. And once that message sinks in, it becomes harder to take action. Look at your daily routine. Are you being productive or just busy? Are you starting things and not finishing them? Are you talking about goals more than working on them? These questions aren't meant to bring shame. They're meant to bring honesty. Because without honesty, there's no improvement. Laziness isn't always doing nothing. Sometimes it's doing the easy thing over and over again just to avoid what really needs to get done. It's filling your to-do list with small safe tasks so you don't have to face the ones that challenge you. It's working around the edges of progress instead of stepping right into the center of it. You have to start being real with yourself. Real about how you're showing up. Real about the level of effort you're giving. Real about the goals you say you want, and whether your behavior reflects that. It's not enough to be motivated in your mind. You need movement in your actions, and the only way to get that is by checking yourself daily. Every evening, ask yourself, did I do what needed to be done today? Did I avoid anything important? Did I give my full effort, or just enough to feel like I tried? These questions are simple, but they're powerful. They keep you accountable. They keep you sharp, and they stop laziness before it takes root. The people who grow fastest are not the ones with perfect routines. They're the ones who self-correct quickly. They notice when they've drifted, and they don't wait to turn around. They don't let one lazy moment become a lazy day. They catch it. They adjust. They move forward. That habit alone can change your life. The reason this matters is because time moves fast. A few lazy days turn into lazy weeks. Before you know it, you're months behind. Not because you lacked opportunity, but because you kept putting off the small adjustment. Fixing lazy behavior doesn't take hours. Sometimes it takes 5 seconds. 5 seconds to stop scrolling and start working. 5 seconds to close the distraction and return to your task. 5 seconds to get up when your body says stay down. You're not always going to feel like being productive. That's normal. But discipline doesn't care about your mood. Growth doesn't happen only on your best days. It happens on the days you decide to act anyway. The days you override the urge to delay. The days you do the work even when your mind is looking for a way out. When you start living like that, when you build the habit of catching lazy behavior and fixing it quickly, you stop being average. You stop being someone who talks about goals and start becoming someone who achieves them. Because the gap between dreams and reality is filled with daily behavior. Not once a month. Not when inspiration strikes. Every single day. Start now. Don't wait for the perfect plan. Just look at your current day. Find one area where you're slipping. One behavior that you know isn't helping. Then fix it. Replace it. Improve it. Do something better with that time. And repeat that process every day. This is how confidence is built. Not through talk, but through alignment. When your actions match your goals, you stop doubting yourself. You stop needing outside validation. Because deep down, you know you're doing the work. You're not perfect, but you're committed. You're improving, and that's what matters most. Laziness will always try to return. It will show up in new ways, with new excuses. That's why this has to become a lifestyle, not a phase, not a temporary push, but a way of thinking, a way of living, where every day, you hold yourself to a higher standard, where you don't let laziness settle, where you check your behavior, adjust quickly, and keep moving forward. You are capable of more, but capability without action means nothing. So take action. Pay attention to how you move through your day. Catch yourself when you slip. Correct yourself when you stall. And never let laziness go unchecked. That's how you stay sharp. That's how you stay growing. And that's how you train your mind to win. Not just once, but always.
Chapter 10. Think for yourself and protect your mental space. Most people don't realize how much noise they live with every single day. From the moment they wake up, their minds are flooded with opinions, updates, conversations, comparisons, and distractions. Someone is always saying something. Something is always pulling their attention. And over time, it becomes normal to think the way everyone else thinks, want what everyone else wants, and believe whatever is the loudest. But the problem is, when you lose your ability to think for yourself, you give up control of your life. You stop making decisions from clarity and start reacting from confusion. You start living according to the expectations of others instead of the direction of your own values. If you want to grow, you must think for yourself. You must learn to pause and ask yourself, is this my thought or did I borrow it from someone else? Because not everything you hear deserves a place in your mind. Not every opinion should shape how you feel. Not every trend needs your attention. Your mind is your space. It's your job to protect it. You don't need everyone's advice. You don't need the crowd's approval. You don't need to follow what everyone else is doing. What you need is a mind that's grounded in your own thinking. A mind that can hear what others say, but choose what truly matters. A mind that stays focused even when everything around it is trying to create doubt. Thinking for yourself is not about isolation, it's about clarity. It means taking full responsibility for your beliefs, your choices, your actions. It means you don't blame the world for where you are. You don't get pulled in 20 different directions just because the internet is loud. You don't need to prove anything to anyone. You just need to be true to what you believe and protect that truth from being buried under noise. The world is full of distraction. It's full of information, most of which isn't helping you. If you let your attention drift too far, you'll find yourself thinking thoughts that don't belong to you, chasing goals you never wanted, and living a life that doesn't reflect who you are. That's what happens when you don't protect your mental space. It gets filled with whatever the world throws at it. And here's the truth, your mental space is limited. You can't think clearly if it's crowded. You can't feel peace if it's filled with comparison. You can't move forward if your mind is full of second-hand doubt. That's why you must become intentional. Intentional about what you watch, what you listen to, who you spend time with, what you allow into your thought. Because everything you consume is shaping you, either pushing you towards strength or pulling you into confusion. Protecting your mind isn't about ignoring reality. It's about choosing what matters most. It's about deciding what deserves your focus and what doesn't. It's about filtering out the unnecessary and locking in on the essential. You get to control what stays in your mind. You decide what thoughts you nurture and which ones you reject. And that kind of control gives you freedom.
The people who lose themselves are the ones who give their minds to everyone else. They live in reaction mode. They follow trends blindly. They jump from opinion to opinion, never stopping to ask what they actually believe. That's not power, that's mental chaos. And chaos is the enemy of growth. You need stillness to think clearly. You need space to understand your values. You need quiet moments to ask hard questions. What do I really want? What do I believe about this? Is this thought helping me or hurting me? These questions bring you back to yourself. They remind you that you're not here to live someone else's story. You're here to create your own. When you start thinking for yourself, your confidence grows. Not because you have all the answers, but because you trust yourself to find them. You stop needing external validation. You stop chasing approval. You start building a life that reflects your priorities, not someone else's expectations. You also learn how to protect your energy. Not every conversation deserves a response. Not every person deserves access to your focus. Some people only bring drama. Some situations only bring confusion. You don't need to fight every battle. You don't need to explain your thinking to people who aren't listening. Protecting your mental space means knowing when to disengage. It means knowing what's worth your energy and what isn't. This doesn't make you cold. It makes you disciplined. It makes you clear. Because a cluttered mind can't lead. A reactive mind can't build. A distracted mind can't grow. If you want progress, you need space. Space to think deeply. Space to make conscious choices. Space to hear your own voice again. And that space doesn't just happen. You create it. By turning off the noise. By stepping away from the crowd. By limiting your exposure to people who always bring stress or negativity. By taking back control of your time, your attention, and your focus. This is your responsibility. No one else will do it for you. Thinking for yourself also means being willing to stand alone. Sometimes your values won't match the group. Sometimes your decisions won't make sense to everyone else. That's okay. That's what leadership looks like. It's not about pleasing people. It's about staying rooted in truth. And your truth doesn't need to be loud. It just needs to be real. You don't have to prove your thinking is right. You just have to make sure it's your own. You don't have to argue with every opposing voice. You just have to stay grounded in what you know is right for your journey. When your mind is clear and protected, you don't get easily shaken. You don't panic when people disagree. You stay calm. You stay focused. You keep moving forward. The world will always try to fill your mind with fear, with noise, with opinions. But you don't have to accept any of it. You can choose what you take in. You can choose what you allow to stay. And the more selective you are, the stronger your mindset becomes. Strong minds aren't built in noisy environments. They're built in quiet moments of reflection, in disciplined routines that limit distraction, in boundaries that keep out what doesn't belong, in decisions that honor clarity over chaos. This is how you build personal power, not by knowing everything, but by thinking deeply about what matters, not by shouting over others, but by knowing when to step away, not by following every trend, but by following your purpose. Make it a habit. Set time each day to clear your mind, to check in with yourself, to question your thoughts, to update your beliefs if needed, to remind yourself of your values, to let go of what no longer serves you. This practice keeps you sharp. It keeps you centered. It keeps you growing. Don't live on autopilot. Don't adopt beliefs without examining them. Don't fill your schedule with things that drain your spirit. Stop and think, are these thoughts mine? Are these habits helping me? Is my environment supporting my growth? These questions guide you back to truth. They keep you aligned. You deserve a mind that's clear, focused, and full of purpose. But that doesn't happen by accident. You must protect it. You must guide it. You must train it to think independently in a world that constantly pushes conformity. That's how you build a life that's truly yours. A life where your actions reflect your thinking. A life where your directions reflect your thinking. A life where your direction comes from inner clarity, not outer noise. A life where you rise above distraction, avoid manipulation, and lead with conviction. That's how you win. That's how you grow. And that's how you become unshakable. Not because the world is quiet, but because your mind is. Because you've made the decision to think for yourself and protect your mental space, like your future depends on it. Because it does.